your say. 1-300-872-911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846 4CA.
Yes.
Oh, this is George on the line down at Fettes and Grafton Street. Hello, George.
John, good morning.
What are you saying today, George?
I think the world is going crazy.
Yeah, me too.
I saw on the news yesterday that a policeman down in Gold Coast area, after he stopped a car with this some little mongrels, half a dozen of them that in a stolen car, he apprehended him.
Yes.
He was stood down, John.
I know.
John, it's outcry from people, okay? Who are these people that make decisions? Who are these idiots? Idiots that want to run our communities and ourselves and our safety, Johnny. There is a shy man, and you wonder why police don't want to be ones. They don't want to be in the police force.
Yep.
I don't blame them. They don't have any rights. They don't have any rights, John. Okay? What I'm saying to you now, last night in my restaurant, a young policeman, which has only been in the force here for about 6 months, this is a true story, and he's going to come to your radio if he finishes. He's thinking to call it quits. He had enough already. Okay? He goes, he had enough, been swatted, been throwing things at him, and there's nothing he can do about it. He goes, George, no friend, my dad. He goes, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I said, my friend, I said, go home and listen to the song, The Wind of Changes. I think things are going to change. I said, people are heading up now.
Have they?
I said, they're going to put a lot of these people out. Everywhere, here, everywhere. You know, I'm not trying to make a political statement here, John, but you know why people turn to Paul Taylor here? Because when he was in the police and you ran him, you had responses within 30 seconds. And I used that line a lot of times when he was there. You know, not use him all the time, but when there was some big problem and I couldn't get an answer because I had to go through Brisbane and Brisbane to Rockhampton and so on, I would ring Paul. He lends his phone. Within 4 minutes, John, police cars were there. I'm telling you the honest goddamn truth. You know what I mean? So you need people like that. You need people with guts. You need people to make. You don't need, you know, priests to run our communities. How can you put this policeman down, a sergeant, probably has been there for years. How on earth can this guy now, even if they put him back on the job, his heart is not going to be the same, John?
Exactly.
He's been hurt.
Exactly. I heard Ian Leavers yesterday, the head of the police union yesterday. He was absolutely fulminating. He was seething about this. And he's echoing the feelings, not of only his police officers, but the people of Queensland, saying, you idiots, listen to this. This is the coverage in the Courier today. Police Commissioner Katerina Carroll has been urged to reinstate a respected Gold Coast officer as fury grows and new details emerge about how he was stood down trying to stop an alleged gang of notorious youth offenders on a dangerous crime spree. Veteran frontline officer, this is Senior Sergeant Aaron Ottaway. He was stood down after a claim that he helped catch armed offenders by authorising officers to ram a stolen car on the Gold Coast on February 1st, potentially, in my view, saving the lives of a lot of innocent people or even one innocent person by doing what obviously had to be done to stop the rampage. And in his view, it had to be ramming the stolen vehicle. It's the second time he's been stood down over a pursuit. He was placed on desk duties last year. This is a senior officer with great skills, desperately needed skills. We're down 332 police on figures last year because they're all bailing out of this police force because of appalling leadership. Anyway, last year, following an investigation into another ramming incident involving youths in a stolen car, he was stood down. No disciplinary action has been taken, but it doesn't matter. This is a man who's taken out of his position of influence in the force and the great contribution he makes against this explosion of juvenile crime. It's madness. It goes on to say the suspension of this 32-year career cop has outraged the police union. As I said, you might have heard Ian Leavers yesterday. He's a former top cop and rank-and-file coast officers who've launched this hashtag Free Otters campaign to get him back on the beat. And they claim Ottaway has been unfairly treated by police brass because he spoke out about officer manpower issues on the Gold Coast in leaked emails obtained by the Courier. The union's written to Katerina Carroll asking her to intervene. Now, police sources have revealed that the pursuit over which Hottaway was stood down involved about six, listen to this, six high-risk youth offenders as young as 15 who were allegedly involved in a protracted crime rampage, including an attempted knife point carjacking. It comes as a senior frontline officer told how juvenile crooks are using video games like Grand Theft Auto to learn how to steal cars and evade the police in real life and are sharing strategies with other youths. I had a senior criminologist, Terry Goldsworthy, only a matter of a couple of months ago, saying on this program, leadership in the police force is urgently in need of a revisit and changes because it's an absolute schmozzle.
John, you put it to the spot, whoever wrote that put it to the spot, because instead of him getting a medal, he's been stood down, mate. Mm. Trying to save us, trying to save the community, is who on earth can make a decision like that? What idiot, what moron, what a pathetic person can make a decision like that?
Oh, exactly, exactly.
You know, I'm sorry, John, that's all I have to say. Mm. It is, we're living in a crazy world, mate. We need leaders, John. People got a chance to vote soon, John. I'm not trying. People have to really think what's going on everywhere. Okay, we need some changes. We need some leadership. We need some people that got the guts to stand up, John, and not hide behind pillows like we got them now. Okay, where's their premier? I never seen him go out there and say something about this policeman.
Yes. Yes.
To make him feel proud.
Yes.
To make him say, yes, I've got somebody behind me. Mm. So he goes back to work. He's going to feel good now. He's going to go back. With his set down, John, doesn't matter, John. He will, John, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You get hurt when you're giving yourself for the line, and this is the result, my man. Stood down.
Exactly.
That's all I can say, Johnny. I wish people can make up their mind soon who they're going to worry.
Mm. Very well said indeed. Good on you, George. That's George on the line down at Fetter's Greek restaurant in Grafton Street.